Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. I am Dave Whitechalk. I'm the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast, and today I think I have a great episode on tap. And it's something that's near and dear to my heart. It's something that I talk about a lot. And I'm going to share a story about a couple who I was able to help in this fashion. And I think it really did change their lives. The thing that I want to talk about today is going from being a renter to an owner and what that journey looks like. Now, I think if you live in an area where you can own a home and your payment would be the same or even similar to what it would be to rent that same home, I think you owe it to yourself to try to become a homeowner as opposed to being a renter. Now, Northeastern Pennsylvania is one of those areas where you can buy a home and your mortgage payment is probably going to be pretty similar to what it would be to rent the same type of home. In some cases, your mortgage payment might even be less than what you would be paying to rent a place. And if that's the situation, if you can literally own a home for less than you would rent it, I really can't think of very many reasons why you wouldn't want to be an owner. But I'm going to tell you about this couple. I met them back in 2014. I didn't even own my own brokerage yet. I was still just a realtor. At the company I worked at prior to opening up my own, we did some property management, so we rented out a lot of apartments. And I met this young couple. They were looking at a house in our town. They wanted to rent it, and I think the rent at the time was like $750 a month. Now, that same apartment today would probably rent for $1,300. But at the time, it was a $750 rent payment. And I met these guys. They were great people. They had just gotten married. I think they had a young son with them, and they wanted to rent. And I just mentioned, they told me what they did. They had decent jobs. And I said, well, look, why wouldn't you guys ever, you know, consider buying a home? And they said, well, geez, you know, we don't think we can. You know, we don't have 20% down. We haven't ever really looked at buying a home. And it's pretty wild because a lot of people think that's what you need to do to purchase a home. But there's so many programs out there with low or in some cases, even no down payment. So what I'd said to them, I said, look, here's the thing. Why don't you let me get you in contact with one of my local lenders and we'll see if you can get pre-approved. Now, look, if you could get pre-approved to buy a home, let's not look at this rental. Let's start looking at what you could afford to purchase. If you can't buy, well, then no big deal. At least you tried. We can rent an apartment, and then later down the road, we can revisit purchasing a home. You know, fortunately, they agreed to do that. So I sent them to one of my local lenders that I know and trust, and lo and behold, they got pre-approved to purchase a home. We were looking in the same town where they were looking at this rental. We found a place for them, and believe it or not, it was 2014. They bought a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home with a fenced backyard and a built-in 1-car garage for $46,000. That's what the prices were back then in northeastern Pennsylvania. But they bought this home for $46,000 with an FHA loan, so they had to put 3.5% down. They got closing cost assistance from the seller. So out of pocket, it was like $3,000, and they moved into this house. 6 years later, their family had grown, it had expanded, and they called me on the phone. They said, you know, Dave, we love our home, but we've kind of outgrown it. We're hoping that you could sell this place and help us buy a new home. So this was right after the pandemic in 2020. We went down, we took a look at the house. We sold that house that they bought for $46,000 6 years later for $105,000. The only thing that they did to the house was they painted it. That was it. And it more than doubled in value. Now, they had paid their mortgage down a little bit. We got them $105,000 for the sale of their house. And they moved to another neighborhood where they felt had a better school district, a little better community. And they used the money from the sale of their first home to purchase their next home, which they bought for $275,000. in a beautiful neighborhood. 4 beds, 2.5 baths, great backyard, private driveway, everything that you're looking for, and really just a great spot. Now, look, they did that in 2020. Now, today, you know, 4 years later, that house that they bought for $275,000, you know, its current value is probably right around $350,000. And for them, at this point in time, because they sold their home and they made so much money on the sale of their house, they were able to put 20% down on that second house that they purchased. So right now, you know, in the situation that they're in, they have well over $100,000 in home equity that should they ever need it, they'd be able to get to it. They were able to do that, guys, because they gave themselves a chance. And this is why this is so important to me. I think there's so many people out there that are renting, not necessarily because they want to rent, but they don't really understand how they can go about becoming owners as opposed to renters. They don't understand the home buying process. And I really think you owe it to yourself to at least find out if you have the ability to purchase a home. Owning a house can change your life for the better. It can be a major, major factor on your net worth and your savings, because who knows what you're going to need money for in the future. You know, so how do you go about doing this? Well, I think the first thing you do if you're renting or if you're thinking about renting, I think the first thing you need to do is you need to contact a realtor that you know and trust, and you say, hey, can you put me in touch with one of the people that you know that works in lending to see if we can get pre-approved, to at least know where you stand. And even if you can't get pre-approved, they can tell you the steps that you need to take to get pre-approved. Because once you get that pre-approval, it opens up doors for you. And as I said, if you can own a house for the same amount of money that you would pay as a rent payment, you owe it to yourself to at least try, because home ownership is a hallmark in the American dream. It is really a focal point of what people do to build their net worth, to provide stability, to really take pride in where they live and how they live. So if you're a renter and you're thinking about owning a home, talk to a realtor you know and trust, reach out to them today. It could be a decision that can literally change the rest of your life for the better. Thanks for listening to us today. Can't wait for our next episode. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.